Mike Tagubin. Greetings, my friend, in the glorious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the bread of God is he which cometh down from heaven, and giveth life unto the world. And Jesus said unto them, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall never hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. Yes, beloved, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one who can satisfy the hunger and satisfy the thirst of the human spirit. Only the Lord Jesus Christ is the source of eternal life, forgiveness of sin, and peace with Almighty God. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6 states that no man comes to God the Father who is in heaven except through the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, this is Bob Griggs, and we're delighted that you've turned your dial to join us for a few moments of fellowship around the Word of God. Get your Bible or New Testament, if you would, and follow along with us as we look into the Word of God today. We're again challenging you to study and to look at and to read the Word of God, because it's the most important piece of literature ever written. And while heaven and earth will pass away, God's Word will not pass away, the Lord Jesus Christ tells us. So the Word of God is something that is eternal, something that will last, something that will endure. And when you're reading God's Word, you're not wasting time, beloved. You're investing valuable use of time in studying the truth, which will liberate and set you free from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin within your life. Today, I'd like you to turn your New Testament or your Bible over to 2 Timothy chapter 3. Or 2 Timothy chapter 2 first. Let's go to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. We'll begin there, and then we will go to 2 Timothy 3. But here in 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15, we're reading the importance of God's Word. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The truth, beloved, is that which will deliver, and that which will liberate, and that which will set one free. Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Oh, beloved, it is the truth which delivers and liberates and sets us free from the bondage, the control, and the dominion of sin. And Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And so if you know him as your Savior, then, oh, beloved, heeding his word and obeying his word will make your life fruitful, fulfilled, meaningful, and cause your heart and your life to overflow with joy and satisfaction and fulfillment. That's why 2 Timothy 2:15 says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed. For we are workmen in the vineyard of the Lord. That is, we are workmen in spreading the gospel of the Lord Jesus, in representing Jesus Christ here in this sin-darkened world. We are representatives of the Lord Jesus. He calls us ambassadors in the book of Corinthians, ambassadors for Christ. An ambassador is someone who goes to another country and who represents that their homeland in another country. And, beloved, our homeland, we who have put our faith and trust in Jesus Christ, our homeland is heaven. That is our homeland. That's where we're from, beloved, for we're children of God, and our Father is in heaven, and we've been born into the family of God through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting him as our Savior, believing in his death, his burial, and his resurrection, for he died in your place, chosen in my place as our substitute, offering his sinless blood that we might be cleansed and purified and made righteous and holy in the sight of Almighty God. This is called the new birth, and this is what it means to put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, to accept him as your Savior, to invite him to come into your life and forgive you for your sin. And when you call out to him and ask him to come in, he sends the Holy Spirit into your spirit, which is the Spirit of Christ, we're told in Romans 8:9. The Spirit of Christ moves into your spirit to indwell and to be God's seal and God's guarantee of your salvation. And, O beloved, through the work of the Spirit of Christ, you're given eternal life. You become a child of God. You are born into the family of God and become a child of the eternal God. And thus, heaven is your home, and we become ambassadors, representatives of Jesus Christ here upon this earth. That's why we need to study the Word. That's why we need to get into the Bible on a regular daily basis and ask the Holy Spirit to open up its truth to us, to teach us the truth as he promises to do so in John 14. Jesus said that the Holy Spirit would lead the believer into all truth, and he will unlock the truths of God's Word and help you to grow in the knowledge of the Word of God. So a workman that needs not to be ashamed, being able to tell others why you believe in the truth and why you have accepted Jesus as your Savior and what the future holds and the things that are in store for this world in the future. It's all contained in the Bible, beloved. It's all contained in the Word of God. That's why we need to study it. So we'll be workmen that are not ashamed, but can rightly divide the truth of God's Word and declare God's Word accurately and precisely. Oh, beloved, let me admonish you. That's why God's Word is important. Obeying it is an act of obedience to Almighty God, and that's why we need to study it, so we will know the will of God and can obey and do the will of God. Yes, is God's Word important? Oh, absolutely. It is a must in the life of a child of God. And then another reason that God's Word is important, because reading and meditating on God's Word is profitable. It will make one successful, and it will make one wise. Yes, beloved, that's what God's Word will do for you. That's why you need to get into it every day, because this is God's love letter to you and to me. It's his love letter teaching us how he would have us to walk and live and to represent him as his ambassador in this sin-cursed and sin-darkened world. 2 Timothy chapter 3 this time. 2 Timothy chapter 3, and notice verse 16 and 17. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable. You see, beloved, it's profitable. All Scripture, this entire book, the 66 books of the Word of God, are inspired by the Holy Spirit of God. And although God used different men to write the different books, every one of them have the same author, which is the Holy Spirit of God. That's why the book of Genesis agrees with the book of Revelation, and the book of Revelation agrees with the book of Genesis. And they refer to each other because, beloved, God's Holy Spirit was the one who inspired the writings of God's Word. And so all Scripture is given for a reason and for a purpose. There's not any of it, even though you might have a hard time reading the book of Leviticus because of all the law and the rules and the regulations that God gave to the nation of Israel. It is profitable. because hidden within those guidelines that God gave are pictures of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's the reason He had those different ceremonies set up, because it was preparing Israel toward the day when God's Lamb, the Lord Jesus Christ, would be slain for the sins of the world, which occurred some 2,000 years ago when Christ was crucified. But Israel did not recognize Him then, and therefore the salvation made available through the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ was offered to the Gentiles, which is what you and I are. If we're not Jewish people, descendants of Abraham through Jacob and his descendants through the natural flesh, then we are Gentiles. And thus the gospel was offered to we Gentiles, that we might believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, accepting Jesus as Savior and being made a part of God's eternal plan. Oh, beloved, how exciting and wonderful it is to know the Lord Jesus Christ, to be born into the family of God, and to have the Word of God to teach us and instruct us how to live and walk and serve the living God while we're in these natural bodies walking here upon this earth. That's why, beloved, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine. What is doctrine? It's the basic principles of God's Word. If you will write to us, we have a list of biblical doctrines that we'll be glad to mail to you. If you'll ask for the doctrinal list, the list of doctrines, we have those doctrines written out and explained and the Scriptures given to help you to study the Word of God and to study the basic doctrines of God's Word so you can grow in the knowledge of the living God. And so the study of God's Word is profitable for doctrine. It's profitable for reproof. And reproof, beloved, is conviction. Conviction that we get in our heart through studying the Word of God. It's the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God showing us sin in our life that we were unaware of, so we can recognize it and can confess it. And if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness, we're told over in the book of 1 John. And so, beloved, studying God's Word is vital, and it is so important for our spiritual growth and for our spiritual usefulness to serve and to bring forth fruit to the honor, glory, and praise of the Lord Jesus. Till next time, goodbye.